Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach, Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson. We're going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests, we're coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in 02-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Listen, hopefully, guys, you had an amazing weekend. Oh, my Lord, it's been nonstop for myself and my family. And, you know, it's come to an end. So it's the beginning of something else. And we always talk about how the end of one thing is the beginning of another thing. And so we're starting a new series on today. And I think it's only fitting also because our 10th year anniversary is approaching here. We'll be going through that this week. And obviously, I go down memory lane as to how did I get here. Of course, there's nothing that's possible without the hand of God on our life and our business. And so he gave this to me because I can see that every single level we've gone through, there's always been another obstacle. There's always been something to come up against your next level. And it seems so big. But over the years, every single obstacle has been overcome. But when you're in the middle of it, it doesn't seem like it's just going to happen like that. God gives us clear instructions as to how can we move the mountains so you can move on up. So the series is let's move the mountains so you can move on up. How to overcome what's holding you back from success. I get it. We're coaching and we're training you here Monday through Friday. And yet some people are still stagnant, or some people are stuck, or some people are still trying to figure out, does this work? Some people are still trying to figure out, where do I start? And so our scripture is going to be coming out of the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 20 through 22. And I can assure you, these are things that we know, but we don't do. We might apply these things to other areas of our life, but not in our business, because we think God does not belong in business. Let's tell the truth. There are some people that think it's totally inappropriate for people to even mention God or even discuss what God has told us to do, the basic instructions before leaving the earth in areas of business. Some of us are in places where no matter how much you believe God, you are not free to share that. And so we started being conditioned to believe that he really does not belong in every area of our life because we're not free to say so. Thank God for network marketing. And as we're going to the Lord, being grateful that, you know, we have the freedom to be able to say, you know, we love you, Lord, and we thank you. We want your hand on our business. It is just so, so, so refreshing to be able to have that. But even the word of the Lord tells us that we won't have that freedom forever. So you better get in where you fit in and go to the Lord together and thank him and honor him and give him all the praise that he deserves. Father God, we come to you this day. We honor you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for just giving us another opportunity here in the land of living, because this is the day you've made, and we are so glad we are here one more time. We thank you, Lord, for even just the air that we breathe. Oh, God, we thank you. These are the things that we take for granted, even though we also take for granted your word, these specific things that we can do to move any mountain, the specific things that we can do to pull down giant, anything that seems bigger than us, but it never can be bigger than you. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that as we're getting to know more and more and more, specifically about removing mountains out of our lives and our business so that we can move on up, so that we can definitely make your name great in the earth. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we're going out here to build kingdom and kingdom-minded leaders, that they will be fearful of nothing and be faithful in everything. We're thankful, oh Father God, that as we're going out to do these great exploits in your name, we'll never be ashamed of who you are, whose we are. We are going out bold and courageously to be great examples unto the kingdom. As your leaders that are being lifted up through and only by your name, let them be careful to acknowledge you. We're thankful, Father God, that we will continue to pursue great things, huge things, as you expand our territories. But we know that the mountains are going to appear. So as we take these specific instructions, we'll be mindful to implement them. We're grateful and honored. We seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're here. Another series. It says you're just logging in, dialing in, coming in. We're talking about let's move the mountain so you can move on up. Specifically, one mountain at a time. You know, as we go on into the scripture of Matthew 17, verses 20 through 22, and it says, so Jesus said to them, Jesus, King of Kings, our Savior, who laid down his life, had enough faith. He laid down his life for us, knowing exactly what was going to happen. You and I would be here to be able to honor God, and we wouldn't be able to do it unless through Jesus. He said, God said that people, they can come to me, but not less through him. And this is what Jesus said. He said, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there. And it will move. And nothing will be impossible. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now, this is a game changer right here. Because as we go through, I got to read it in the English Standard Version for you, too, because it's blowing my mind already. I got to move on. We only have a short time together. And in Matthew 17:20 English Standard Version, it says, he said to them, we're talking about Jesus, because of your little faith. New King James Version says, because of your unbelief. You can't say you believe and have no faith. Most people really don't believe they're supposed to take their spot at the top of network marketing. Most people really don't believe that this is their time that they should be pursuing to go to the next level. And so because they don't really believe, they won't do these few things. So he says, I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, and we know the mustard seed, for those who are Bible readers, you know it's very, 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 very small. I know you've heard this scripture in church, but you say, listen, If you even have faith, you will be praying and fasting for whatever it is that you're saying that you want to move. Instead, most people will do things like they want other people to do everything for them. They will be calling for prayer. It didn't say call for prayer. It said you pray and fast. Most people, just like in our business, when it says, you know what? Faith, we still come back to this faith thing. Faith without work is dead. The same thing is people want other people to do the work and they want to get the reward. You want to see other people serve, but only want to be served. Meaning that when we sit down, we wait, and we can dial in the calls, we can click on to overviews, we can do this, but how much of this are you praying for the strength and wisdom and fasting, because I'm going to break down, go down to there too, to say, I know I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Christ can help your unbelief so you can get your butt moving. Stop moving the mouth and start moving the body. I can tell you this, because we talked about this before, how actions speak louder than words. We don't need to go out to convince anyone that we're truly trying to build a legacy. And if you are truly trying to help someone, you don't even have to convince them that you're trying to help them. You just do it. But what happens is because most people are going out truly in the back of their mind in a deep place to help themselves, disguising it as I'm trying to help someone else, here comes the mountain. There's a misalignment. And God can't operate in misalignment. So the way to get back aligned is to pray and fast. Even if the first prayer and fasting is to, for you to purify my heart, O Lord, clean my hands so that my intentions are true toward your people. I was out there at the Brown Brothers Hair Show, Robert and I, on yesterday, and we had, you know, the pleasure, of course, to share what we do with people. And we were out there talking to people, and everyone I met or whatever, they were just so magnetized, and they're like, oh my gosh, I love your energy, I love your whatever. And it's because they can tell, I don't need anything from you, I'm just here to give you something. We need to connect. I prayed for pure heart and clean hands, because when you're human, and we all are, when people do things to you, hurt you, situations come up, these are called the mountains. Instead, we want to discuss it, we want to talk about it, but we don't want to pray and fast about it. Now, I can tell you, we're going to go down some of the very common mountains that happens, and as I can come down through my decade, which is no time. When you talk about in business or in companies, but they say, you know, a decade in network marketing could easily amount to the amount of success, the amount of things that happen, because we build our business in quarters, day to day to day. It's, you know, high energy equals high income. And for those who don't have the high energy, they don't see the high income, and they're not putting out the work, so they don't see the income. And it's not, this is not a mystery, guys. This scripture is straight to the point. Some people are like, oh, I'm scratching my head. The mysteries. What is God? God, what are you trying to say to me? He says clearly, because you have little faith, I'm saying to you that if you were just to increase your faith, that means you have hardly none. If you ain't even got faith of a mustard seed, that when you tell a mountain to move, it won't just move. Do you understand that there are situations going to come up in your life and you can just say, move, get out my way? Remember that song? I'm not going to see. Y'all going to be like, she know that hip hop. Move. How many times have you just told the things that you're hearing in your head, move? The people getting in your way, move. The old habits that have been holding you back, move. But you just can't say it with your words, because your words don't have no power, because you don't have the faith. Because, see, your words, you've been using to say things that you're not willing to do. You've been saying things that you're not doing. So your words and the faith thing is a misalignment there, but you can change that through prayer and fasting. The word said it, I didn't. Well, I can tell you one of the biggest mountains is lack of preparation. What plan are you going to execute without preparation? Most people, every single day, they're like, oh, I didn't, did you talk to your five people today, or did you expose? Oh, no, I got so busy, this happened, that happened. But you know why all those things were able to interrupt? Because there was no plan. If the plan was already in place from the night before, that this is exactly what I'm doing, this is who I'm calling, this I'm following up. You guys, before this call, I have gotten at least four things off of my to-do list before the call done. Because I planned it so that when it comes down for me to do my DMO, that time is dedicated. Preparation, lack of preparation is one of the biggest mountains that needs to be moved. And you can clearly move that mountain if you have faith enough to say, you know what? I am unorganized. Lord, help my unorganization. I'm trying to reach to the top before I even master what I need to do at the bottom. Give me clarity and patience that I'm willing to go through my process to get to the prosperity that you have for me. When we start going into the mountain of the mindset, there should be a shift happening. Because at the end of the day, the lack of preparation, people wake up winging it, thinking it's going to bring big bucks. It does not happen. I know by now you should be able to see that. Sure, you'll have grace and mercy where you might be able to make a few checks, but you ain't building a big business without any kind of preparation or a plan. You might say, well, I have my goals written down. If you have the goals written down but not clarity on how those goals are going to be implemented and what might be the thing to stop you from implementing that goal and how you're going to deal with that. So let's give you, for a moment, let me give you an example. Now, you might say, well, you know what? Today, I have planned that I am going to call these three people. I'm going to I'm going to follow up with these four people. I'm going to do whatever, and I'm going to sign up one person. I don't know how many of you all will just say literally, I am enrolling one person in my business today. Some people go in, well, I'm going to do the demo, and if I get somebody that's good, that's not certain enough. So then you hit it and you act like you're hitting the lottery versus you were very clear that's what you woke up to do. Now, I'm going to tell you this. You say, okay, this is my goal. This is what I'm going to do. But you didn't factor in the telephone calls that come in that distract you. You didn't factor in how easily distracted you are into gossip. You didn't factor in how easily you are distracted by watching what people who already got it going on is doing on social media. You have not planned for that. What you need to do is say, I am going to put my phone on do not disturb. I'm going to put my phone on snooze. I'm going to just, you know, turn on a clock like a young lady said. And that we call that. That was one of the exercises we did some quite time ago in one of our coaching programs where you would say, okay, this is the time I do this from this hour to that hour and I get this much done, but I can tell you so much of this. Did you factor in the distractions that normally stop you? These are the mountains that normally stop you from doing what you need to do. I have trained to do a 72-hour journal where you can literally hour by hour by hour look at what you do in a day. Everyone who I've ever had to do that will always see where they were wasting tons of valuable time, which every minute of the day is valuable. But it's based on the value that you put on it. No one else can determine your value but you. And I can tell you, What you do with your time is directly correlated to how much value you believe you have or how much value you believe you have to bring to the marketplace. If you knew without a shadow of a doubt that what you're bringing to the marketplace is of high value, no one would have to remind you to go do your daily method of operation. If you go into a deeper conversation with a person that is unable to do a daily method of operation consistently, you will see that there's also a consistent degradation of value. They do not really believe. The faith is not strong enough to move the mountain of procrastination out the way. Now, as we start talking about move the mountain so you can move on up, overcoming what's holding you back from success, hopefully you come taking notes. That's called preparation. Because not you're going to miss it. You know, before you go to bed, the Lord says that you're supposed to wake up in prayer in the Word. You got to go to bed in prayer in the Word. And I'm going to tell you something. If you did that consistently, the Holy Spirit will convict you that you did not do what you said you were going to do. You would now get up and you would now pull your phone out on a notepad and start making the notes as to what it is that you're going to be doing on this valuable day called tomorrow, if you should see it. If you are blessed enough to see the next day, you're anticipating for it and you'll plan for it. That's a huge mountain. That's a huge mountain that has to be moved, like a preparation. If you prepare for your day, you're preparing for your weeks, your months, your years. And before you know it, you'll look up. If more powerful, look back. You'll be able to say, look how many mountains I moved. Let's open up the call this morning. We got a few minutes. Good morning. Good morning. We have a caller in 863, last 4-4-5-5-3. Good morning. Press star number one. Come in. Good morning. Can you hear us? There we go.
Good morning. This is Tara from Florida.
Hey, good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. I just want to thank God first and thank you for this awesome message, because this weekend I was stuck. And I went to just reaching out to everybody that was in the organization, like, you know, they're my family, because my family is like, I'm a loner. I'm that black sheep. So it's like when I came and I was like, dang, I could really come back and I could finally help my family, you know, to bring them up out of the slum and to show them, hey, God working in me, and he can help you all if you just, like, see what these testimonies are really showing, the fact that, hey, it's here. So when you say fast and pray, I came over, I said, you know what, I'm going to start my week off with fasting and praying and asking God to just diligently deal with me and give me the wisdom and knowledge to go forth with a pure heart and clean hand. So, again, this was confirmation for me that all things are possible through God. And when people start taking God out of things, it's not going to go anywhere, you know. And I was sick. I have sickle cell blood disease, and I was real tired. But last night at 1 o'clock this morning, I was on the phone with my upline, and I finally, you know, got to meet everybody and log in, and I'm using Wi-Fi's and other people, neighbors' Wi-Fi's, and it was just like, don't stop, put in the work, don't sit and wait. And so I asked one of them, I say, can I just follow your lead and just study what's going on, because I almost wanted to go back to just get my credit built, which what I originally, you know, signed up for. But then I was like, no, I done been amongst all this wonderful thing the past week at Momentum and just starting out only 2 weeks in. I'm not giving up on myself because, you know what, I have children that look up to me, you know, young ladies that's already grown and, you know, have kids, so I want to make a remarkable impact, not just to show my family, but to show God I'm worthy to do His work.
I
just
want to
say thank you.
You are so welcome, and I want to say thank you even for your transparency and the clarity of saying, you know what, the mountains could be, and we have one of those mountains as being our health, our body not lined up with what we're saying our mind wants to do. And being able to push through that, I so understand that. I so understand that. And I can tell you right now the idea of saying, you know what, yes, using or following a lead is extremely, extremely powerful. That's called mentorship. But thinking that a leader is supposed to do the work for you, it's not, right? That's not leadership. And I love the fact you said, you know, I'm going to pull up. At first, I was going to recede, and I was going to go back to where it was nothing. Getting your services done only impacts you. It doesn't impact anyone else. And
exactly.
So if you want to be impact, you've got to put in the work. And I assure you, you're going to look back, and the mountain's going to be moving. You're going to say, who moved that? It could be no one but God. But
right.
He says, "Say very clear, very clear." Thank you so much. Good morning, 716, last 48616. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
hey.
Nicola. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. God bless. God bless. I just thank God this morning. He has been awesome. I have been doing exactly what you have been saying. And last week on Thursday, after we got off the call, and I just went in a little deeper, and the Holy Spirit had gave me Isaiah 58:6, and it was about going on a fast. He said, this is a fast that I have called, you know, to call for you, and I chose this fast for you. So when you said that this morning, because he had also gave me Isaiah chapter 3:10, and he said, read this daily. And it talks about, you know, binding up those principalities. And amazing when he said, come boldly to the throne. And it was like he just gave me step by step. He said, when you come, I need you to come believing. And then when you come believing, I need you to have on your clothes. When you come believing and you have on your clothes, then I need you to start speaking these things because you're dealing with, you know, things in the atmosphere. And then not only that, the things that I had was dealing with regarding to my faith. And so anyhow, over the weekend, some great things had happened. And so yesterday I happened to go on my Facebook page and I seen a young lady and I had made a post like some way back about doing my credit presentation. And so she seen that and she reached out. And so today I get to speak to her today. And I was like, Lord, thank you. And so just being faithful and like you said, removing those mountains and allowing him to change my mindset, you know, about how I see myself. And like you said, inviting him into your business. And so every day I just been getting up. I've been doing something totally different from what I would normally do. And it was just to seek him more daily and to just allow the Holy Spirit to show me the things that needed to be removed out of my life. And when I made up in my mind Friday and I cried out to God and I was like, Lord, you know, remove the stumbling blocks. Allow those stumbling blocks that had been trying to hold me back to allow me to make those my stepping stone. Thank God, because as I recreate even the image in my mind, you know, of how I see God, and it's like, Lord, I thank you because the image that I had of a father, it was not, like I said before, it wasn't a good image. And so how I seen God was the same way how I seen my biological father. And he told me, you know, before Savita, I'm not him. So he had to keep showing me, you know, when I make promises to you, I don't break my promises. My promises are yay and amen. And so I just really thank God, you know, for me just getting on these calls you know, every day, and I missed a few of them out of since December. But I thank God for the times that I've been on here because you have truly, truly encouraged me. And when I see myself now, I'm like, I see myself stronger. I see myself better. I see myself successful. And I'm not being afraid. And I just thank God because something just awesome even happened yesterday where someone said, Savita, what do you need? Give me the amount of what you need. And then it was like, it just, I couldn't even like grasp. And I was like, wow. They was like, well, you know what? Go home and you sit down and you write these numbers down and you come back to me and you let me know and I'll bless you with this. And I said, Lord, wow, God, thank you. So I just thank God for the obedience of you. And I just thank God for my obedience to him as well. And for everyone that's on this call to just encourage everyone, it's probably time for us to go on a fast.
As a whole. Absolutely. And, you know, prayer and fasting, you know, when it comes to even fasting is not only about the food. There are some things and some atmospheres and some places that people need to fast from so that they can actually see clearly. There are some definitely some people who need to say, I need to fast so I can see clearly, because it's the stumbling block that's even kind of standing in the way of how we think, how we even perceive God, where our faith is. Extremely, extremely important. And so obviously I can tell you this, I encourage people on today to step out and start saying, am I praying and fasting about these mountains, these stumbling blocks that are in my way? Am I even praying to remove the stumbling blocks out of my way? You know, we have to realize that our words are power, and they are powerless without any type of action behind it. And so, guys, listen, let's go on and let's get some people in this series on today, because when you're hanging around people that have a ton of mountains too, then you start now having to deal with their mountains as well. So you want to definitely be able to connect with people who are of like mind and are going in the same direction. So hopefully we'll see you guys on tomorrow, God willing. Let's get out there and give it our all on today. And let's incorporate prayer and fasting and what it is that God is having us to do. Bless you.